A Monster Calls, written by Patrick Ness, from an original idea by Siobhan Dowd, and read by Jason Isaacs.
You wanted her to go.
No.
You must speak the truth. And you must speak it now, Connor O'Malley. Say it. You must.
Connor shook his head again, his mouth clamped shut tight. But he could feel a burning in his chest, like a fire someone had lit there, a miniature sun, blazing away and burning him from the inside.
It'll kill me if I do,
he gasped.
It will kill you if you do not,
the monster said.
You must say it.
I can't.
You let her go. Why?
The blackness was wrapping itself around Connor's eyes now, plugging his nose and overwhelming his mouth. He was gasping for breath and not getting it. It was suffocating him. It was killing him.
Why, Connor?
The monster said fiercely.
Tell me why, before it is too late.
And the fire in Connor's chest suddenly blazed. Suddenly burned like it would eat him alive. It was the truth. He knew it was. A moan started in his throat. A moan that rose into a cry, and then a loud, wordless yell, and he opened his mouth, and the fire came blazing out to consume everything, bursting over the blackness, over the yew tree too, setting it ablaze along with the rest of the world, burning it back, as Connor yelled and yelled and yelled in pain and grief. And he spoke the words. He spoke the truth. He told the rest of the fourth tale.
I can't stand it anymore!
He cried out as the fire raged around him.
I can't stand knowing that she'll go! I just want it to be over! I want it to be finished!
And then the fire ate the world, wiping away everything, wiping him away with it. He welcomed it with relief, because it was, at last, the punishment he deserved.